We've been talking with a man who gets some of the credit for bringing you songs like this. His name is Barrett Hanson, though you may know him better by his nom de guerre, Dr. Demento.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Dr. Demento's famous radio program went off the air this month. He is still heard on internet radio, but his broadcast cancellation marks a milestone. For 40 years, he made the radio a slightly weirder place. What kind of music is it that you have brought to the public's attention all these years?
Well, in a phrase, I call it mad music and crazy comedy. It's the music of Weird Al Yankovic, my most famous protege. It's also Spike Jones, Monty Python, some of the giants of the not too long ago, including Stan Freberg and Alan Sherman, Tom Lehrer, two out of those three still very much alive, and, Frank Zappa, of course. I've introduced a lot of people to Frank's music.
What do you mean by calling Weird Al Yankovic a protege?
Well, he started on my show. He sent me a homemade cassette tape when he was 16 years old, and I played it on my show. I think without the Dr. Demento show, the probability is high that Alfred Yankovic would still be a professional architect today. That was his, that's what he wanted to do originally.
He ended up being an architect of a different kind.
Yes.
And you're trolling in this brand of music. I don't know if you'd call it novelty songs also. It's a kind of music that's been around as long as there's been recorded music anyway. And you got excited about that kind of music when you were a young man?
Oh, yes. It actually started when I was 4 years old, and my dad brought home a copy of Cocktails for Two by Spike Jones, which was then a new release. So that was the first funny music I heard, that along with the Too Fat Polka by Arthur Godfrey that some may remember. A little politically incorrect, though not maybe as much so as Slapper Down Again, Pa, another Arthur Godfrey hit of the 1940s. But after the Dr. Demento show started in 1970 as kind of a rare rock and roll oldie show, I found that most of my requests were for those funny things. The Purple People Eater and so on, and Transfusion by Nervous Norvis. And so the more I played of that kind of thing, the more popular the show got. So I became the funny record guy, though that was not my original intent.
Now, we're talking to you now because, of course, the program has finally gone off of the broadcast airwaves, although I understand you're continuing it on the web. What happened to the radio show?
Oh, I don't know. Tastes change, but mostly the radio industry has changed. Now, for instance, stations that call themselves Top 40 usually play a particular style of music mainly aimed at women 18 to 30, and the Dr. Demento show, for some reason, has not tested too well in focus groups among this particular demographic. There are exceptions, of course. The Dr. Demento show is for all the exceptions of the world, and that is why I think internet radio is a good fit for us, because they can find us anywhere.
So you've brought along some songs that you have been listening to now that you think reflect on the news. As a matter of fact, one of them is about the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Black Water by Steve Goody.
Okay.
Oh, black water keeps on flowing.
Fill the Gulf soon, but we'll keep refining.
Oh, black water keeps on growing.
Executive goons, we're nickel and dime and beat.
Oh, black water keeps on rolling.
Up the Mississippi soon, gotta keep on lying. Lion BP, yeah, keep on lying tonight.
Laughing to keep from crying.
Yes.
You've also brought along a song about President Obama.
Oh, yes. This came out shortly after Barack Obama was elected, and it kind of points out, in those days, just as he was about to begin his term, we all kind of expected him to be able to walk on water, and this song kind of plays on that.
Save me, Obama. Stimulate my life. Please improve my credit, my job.
I like it already.
Life. Bail out my bar tab. Subsidize my rent. Isn't that the point of the government? Bills and banks in Baghdad are a bummer.
It's amazing what you can do when you have a $50 home electric piano.
Oh, yes. I still get about the same amount of submissions every week that I have for many, many years, but they sound so much better now, whereas they used to just have the little portable cassette machines, such as Al Yankovic sang into on his very first efforts.
Now, Weird Al Yankovic still is a staple on your program, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely.
And you've brought along a song called White and Nerdy?
Yeah, it's a parody of a rap song called Ridin' Dirty, and it's his most popular song of the last 10 years and his highest charting single ever.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
That song, of course, helped along no end by a really masterful video. Probably best remembered for Al dressed up as the total suburban nerd riding around on a Segway.
I'm listening to you closely and wondering if you feel perhaps that the golden age of this mad music, as you call it, is perhaps past.
In terms of a commercial goldmine, yes. But in terms of the quality, no way. I mean, I think some of the things we've been listening to can hold their own with the Purple People Eater.
There's a standard to aspire to.
Well, sure. I mean, that was something. I mean, I was a teenager when that came out, and I saw the immediate impact that it had on my friends. They all thought it was hilarious.
Dr. Demento, it's been very pleasant talking to you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. DrDemento.com. And don't forget to stay demented.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people leader.
If a song is now hopelessly stuck in your head, you can write the complaint in the comments section for this story at our website. But wait, there's more. Just last week, Weird Al Yankovic stopped by NPR to perform with his band. They recorded the song you're hearing now, and you can check out the video at nprmusic.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skaper.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Charles Nelson Reilly was a mighty man, the kind of man you'd never disrespect. He stood